wish we'd have saved that one for the CD that we did. I'll tell you, that's as good as I've ever heard that. And that became the rallying song for the Flag Amendment that we fought so hard to get through the Congress. It was a constitutional amendment. And we wanted to stop the desecration of our American flag and make it a crime to desecrate our flag. And we lost by one vote again. The fact of the matter is that that was as good a rendition as I've ever heard. And I really, really, it brought me to tears, and I'm known as a hard-bitten old senator. Thank you for doing that. It's been quite a weekend. Elaine and I took a bunch of grandkids to the Tabernacle Choir yesterday, and we didn't know what the program was, and here they sang another of my songs there called Blades of Grass and Pure White Stones. We wrote that song, I wrote that with one of Nashville's top inspiration writers. This I Love Old Glory was written with our own Janice Camp Perry here in Utah. Is a wonderful composer. The Blades of Grass and Pure White Stones I wrote because there are so many of our young men and women who have died in battle for you and me. I've been to a lot of the battlefields around the world. I've been to a lot of the cemeteries. And I have to say, I'm always moved when I consider the sacrifices that these folks made for our country, for you, for me, for our children and grandchildren, and Elaine and my case, great-grandchildren as well. By the way, we have the 15th on its way. That's all I know about. You never can tell about this family. I think one of the most impressive, it's hard to say which is the most impressive gravesite, including those here in our country. But one of the most impressive was in Luxembourg, Belgium, near Belgium. That was where 5,000 of our soldiers are buried, including General Patton. As I stood over General Patton's grave, I thought to myself, I could feel the spirit of that great man and what a great warrior he was, but not only him, the people who served with him, the men and women who served at that time. I have to say that all the way from Hartbrig Ridge in Pennsylvania, where during the Civil War we had one of the most tragic battles, the Battle of Gettysburg, to Belgium, to France, to so many other places around the world where I have paid tribute to our fallen. It is always a moving and emotional experience. When I was a young boy, I idolized my older brother, Jess Hatch. Jesse Moreland Hatch was his name. He flew B-24s out of Foggia, Italy during the Second World War. He was a nose gunner on the B-24. He won not only the Purple Heart when he was killed, but he won the Air Medal because he was one of two people, if I got it correctly, who shot down a German jet before the end of the World War II. When he was listed as missing in action, my mother believed he must have been alive because she got 2 dozen yellow roses about 2 weeks after she was notified that he was missing in action. And she was sure he had to be captured. It was only a year or so later that they found his remains and we brought them back and went through it all again. I lost a brother-in-law in Vietnam. My youngest sister, husband, and she's never really recuperated from that, even though she's a lovely human being who really is a very strong person. lost another brother-in-law who was a top sergeant in the Marines, who not only fought in Korea, but he fought in Vietnam as well, and was in case, it was in Khe Sanh. He was in the some of the most terrible battles. He was a big, tough Marine, but he had nightmares almost every evening of his life during the last years of his life, and he's buried in Arlington. Some of you have lost members of your family, or close friends, or relatives. These people have not died in vain. As bad as things seem now in our government and in our country, as I travel around America and speak all over the country, I find that people are just as patriotic as they ever were. Not everybody, but the vast majority. We're living in a day and age where you have to be concerned about some of the philosophies that are being engendered right now that really are taking us away from the belief, the true belief, that this is not only the greatest country in the world, but it's the freest country in the world. And as I've traveled all over the world as a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, and even before that, and I was the most senior member on the Intelligence Committee, I met Americans all over the world who were fighting for our country. And I realized this country has a great, great group of young people that hopefully will catch the spirit of the revolution, the spirit of the Civil War, the spirit of the Spanish-American War, the spirit of World War I and World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, and Afghanistan. In every one of those wars, we were fighting for freedom. We were fighting for each other to make sure that we continue to maintain our freedom. And I'm concerned because I think we're very capable of losing our freedom if we don't watch what we're doing. If we don't all take these matters really seriously. One of the greatest things in my life is being able to represent this wonderful state. And all of you patriotic and good people, you're my people. You're a constant inspiration to me as I sometimes feel like, can I go any further? And sometimes it seems so tough. When sometimes there's so much partisanship. When sometimes the people don't seem to really care about our country and the way it was born, the way it has lived all these years. Then again, as I travel around the country, and I've been doing that for our National Republican Senatorial Committee, helping my colleagues, everywhere I go, great people come out and are so proud of our country. We're nowhere near willing to relinquish that position as number one in the world. But we do have to change a few things. And it behooves every one of us to do everything in our power to keep the spirit of America alive. The spirit of these songs, our Star-Spangled Banner, America the Beautiful. So many beautiful things that literally bring tears to the eyes when you're in public with other people. I think of our great state. We've had a lot of heroes. One of the most enjoyable things that I do, and one of the most wonderful things that I feel involved with, is getting the medals for some of these wonderful people who have served us but weren't given their medals. And we have tried very strongly to make sure that we make sure that they get their medals. They earned them. They should have them. I've associated with many Medal of Honor winners. Yeah, they are really, really terrific people. And we should never forget them. I'm proud of our state. There is no more patriotic state in the Union than the state of Utah. Plus, there's a spiritual dimension in Utah. Regardless of what your religious persuasion you are, or even if you don't have a religion, you can feel the spirit when you sing the Star Spangled Banner and a number of other patriotic songs. I wrote I Love Old Glory because I thought people were slipping in their reverence for our flag, for what it stands for, and for how much it should mean to each and every one of us. As this flag drapes every coffin that's brought back from those wars where they fought for your and my freedom. We have millions of young Americans today who were born after most of these wars, who may not fully appreciate what many of us older people appreciate. What I found as I've gone all over this land, that our young people are the best we've ever had, if you really look at the vast majority of them. They're also the worst we've ever had, in some ways too. But you look at a very few, they're a minority. I think it's so important for us to hold events like this. And I'm so grateful for our communities in this wonderful state to remember our valiant heroes who fought for us. I've been there at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, which was erected to bury a person we just didn't know who he was, but as a tribute to all those unknown soldiers that we can't account for, and we don't know. Every time I'm there, I feel a spiritual awareness of what they've sacrificed for you and for me. This is the most wonderful country in the world. Let's not let it down. This is the most wonderful state within this country, and I've been to all of them. And they're all pretty good, but there's no state in this union that comes close. Well, some of them come close, but I'm going to say it comes close to Utah. We ought to all be proud of that. And it's the spirit of freedom that motivates us. Now, one of the bills that he mentioned is the Religious Freedom Restoration Act that I pushed through the Congress. With one of the most liberal members of the House of Representatives, Ted Kennedy, I went up to him, I said, "You're going to be on this bill with me." He said, "No, I'm not." I said, "Yes, you are." I said, "Don't give me any crap about it. You're going to be on this bill." And he knew there was a point where he couldn't go beyond. But I got on the bill. Pretty soon I found him catching the spirit of that bill, which basically is that the First Amendment to the Constitution, the first item on that amendment is religious freedom. Our founding fathers knew how important it was. Most of them came from other lands to have religious freedom. And yet we're in danger of losing that today because of some of these liberal courts and some of these liberal judges. Right now, there are cases before the Supreme Court. They're going to test the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. I remember when we had President Clinton sign the bill on the South Lawn. I was there. One of our apostles was there with me. Kennedy was there. Of course, Clinton, when he signed the bill, the biggest duck in the puddle was Ted Kennedy, taking credit for it. And he deserved it, because he was willing to put aside his liberal principles fight for religious freedom. I hope the Supreme Court doesn't screw that up, is all I can say. And I don't think they will, but there is a 5-4 majority on the court right now that may not last forever. Might not even last till the end of this president's tenure. Which points to you how important 2016 may be. But don't get too lost in that. 2014 is here. This may be the most important year in our country's history to see whether we're going to have people who really believe in this flag, who really believe in the religious freedom that our founding fathers put us on the First Amendment as the most important right. who are really not people who forget the freedom and the patriotism and the things that have made this country the most important country in the world. And one of those matters is religious freedom. I don't care what church you belong to or whether you don't belong to a church. Religious freedom is what keeps us free almost more than anything else. Well, we'll see. By the end of June, we'll know how that Hobby Lobby case is going. But you ought to pay attention to that. Because if they foul up the First Amendment again, we are going to have a constitutional amendment. And I believe I can put one out that everybody in this country, except the nuts, will support. I shouldn't talk like that, but I've reached an age where I can say whatever I want. Especially because it's true. I want you to know how deeply grateful I am to all of you for the support that I've had in my 38 years in the United States Senate. I didn't think I'd be back there that long, but the fact is, I didn't run to hang on. I ran because I make a difference there, and because we need a difference made at this time in our country's history, and we're going to make it. And it's going to be with your help. I just want you to know that I'm deeply honored to be with all of you. I'm deeply honored to be one of your U.S. senators. I'm deeply honored to call you friends. Even those who voted against me, I call friends. If you voted. If you didn't vote, yeah, I don't think you're much of a friend, that's all I can say. Voting is very important in this state and throughout the country. So many have died that you and I can freely vote and assert our feelings about what to do about our country. I'm so grateful to represent a state that is at the top of the list in patriotism, spirituality, and understanding of our wonderful Constitution and why we're here on Earth. I'm grateful to all of you for inviting me. I just pray that each and every one of you have a blessed day today as you contemplate and ponder all that has happened to make us free. God bless all of you. Thanks so much.